Last month, some bean counter in Toronto released figures that the city's recycling program was costing more than simply dumping the garbage. So the next thing you know, everybody's saying that we can't afford to continue recycling. The fact that the figures were wrong was completely ignored. The truth is, we can't afford not to recycle. But somehow we've convinced ourselves dumping garbage is a necessity of life, but recycling programs can only exist if they're cost-effective. The real twist here is that nobody ever says, we can't afford to get rid of our trash, it's too expensive. And yet recycling programs are constantly being attacked on that economic basis. Part of the problem is our general attitude towards trash. We consider garbage disposal as some kind of God-given constitutional right. We're free to mess up the country as we see fit, and we never question the cost of cleaning it up. But recycling is different. Recycling takes effort. Why should we bother sorting and messing with our garbage when we can simply dump it? We have this attitude because we consider both recycling and garbage disposal as a means to the same end. But sending garbage to the dump is a one-way trip. Recycling, on the other hand, allows us to reuse valuable resources over and over. We've developed such an efficient system for simply dumping our trash that it's become automatic. Garbage is simply that, it's garbage. Recycling requires us to think about our waste materials differently. Instead of viewing them as a liability, we need to look at them as an asset. In order to fully use these assets, we need to invest in recovery systems, and that's precisely why it makes no sense to compare recycling costs with waste disposal. They're two very different things. But if we're ever going to win the war on waste, then we need to understand a much larger picture. Recycling our waste doesn't just cut down on the amount of garbage going to the dump or save valuable resources. It prevents a mountain of trash from being created in the first place. Here's how. A study done by the EPA shows that the garbage we place at the end of our driveways only represents 1.4% of the actual waste stream. A whopping 98.6% of our waste comes from the manufacturing and mining sectors. That's about a 70-to-1 ratio. When we recycle, we eliminate the mining process. In other words, every can we recycle eliminates the need for a new can to be made from virgin materials. Recycle a bag full of cans, and we prevent 70 bags of mining waste from being dumped somewhere else. That's the real power of recycling.